Here he is. Who? Jello?
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
Okay, now, just if you can help me out, I've got a phone problem here. Well, it's not really a problem. It's just the volume on this phone. When I put it through the audio desk, the mixing desk, I haven't got a lot of volume, so speak up loud, okay?
The neighbours will think, what the hell's going on?
Hey, sorry I missed you last week, but I had the COVID and I forgot to tell you.
Oh, my God. The only time I'd ever got up, I'd showered, I'd shaved, I'm sitting by my desk waiting and nothing.
Of course you were.
Completely boned me.
You slept in, didn't you?
You had the COVID. How did you go? Did you lose your taste?
No, I just got really dehydrated first couple of days. I just wanted to drink water all the time for about 2 days.
Oh, there you go, you poor thing. It's a pity you didn't want to drink whiskey. But
I had a bit of that too.
The most amazing thing I thought about when I had the COVID, it was not really any worse than the worst. You know, I wouldn't have put it in the top five worst flus I've ever had, but losing my sense of smell and taste to the point where I could eat an onion and think it was an apple was a bit strange.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, they lose their taste, but me, it was just dehydration and a bit of the old mucus.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's good that you're over it.
Hey, listen, I just had a phone call from our regular listener, Ray the Garbo, and tells me that you smashed the pie eating record.
Well, it's not really fishing, but there's a bit of a story to this. Many, many moons ago when I was 20, I was staying at a mate of mine's house, Justin Phoebe, whose dad, Terry Phoebe, worked for ALNS and Richardson for years and years. And I used to stay there, and he had two smoking hot sisters.
Yeah, right.
And so they cooked some breakfast, and we went down to the supermarket, and there was a pie eating competition way, way back when Phil Maney was quite prominent on the coast, and I accidentally got involved and ended up beating them all. And it was advertised on 7AD for weeks, and I was the unofficial Northwest pie-eating champion, you know, Phil Maney pie-eating champion.
Yeah.
Since I've had this, I'm going in for this operation for a gastric sleeve. Mm. I'm not going to be able to eat very quickly at all. And it's always plagued me that I had this big breakfast and I thought I could get close to the actual state record, which at the time was 48 seconds. Well, Phil Maney, coincidentally, has opened up again 7 weeks ago, out of Coiba.
Yeah.
He's got himself and his famous pies are out there, and I thought to myself, well, I'll go out and get a couple and see if I can beat my record, which was 58 seconds, and try and beat this state record at 48. Well, he broke my heart and told me the actual record in the end was 34.84 seconds to eat two pies and drink a can of Coke as quick as you can. And so it took me a couple of goes, and I beat that, and I now have lowered it to, I think, 32.86.
Wow. That deserves a round of applause.
it's not really eating. It's more like breathing them in. And it's a bit of a choke hazard concern. So I had my little daughter there to, just in case I choked on a pie while I was eating, doing the record, and she was going to jump up and down my chest should I have went down suffocating.
Good idea, yep.
Yeah, but that's basically the nutshell. But if you go to Phil Maney Pie Facebook page, there's a little short extract of me inhaling a couple of pies and drinking a can of Coke.
I'll do that.
The world Phil Maney Pie record, so that's it in a nutshell.
Congratulations, that's a very good effort. So two pies and a can of Coke in how many seconds?
Pretty sure it was 32.86. Yeah, 32.86.
Right.
But you see, I had them a little bit too hot, and when you watch the video, you can see a funny face I'm pulling.
Yeah, you don't want a really big. You don't want really big heat there, no.
No, and if I got the pies, and I'm a bit torn because I've got to retire now because I'm having this operation, but I feel if I get the pies the right temperature, I can shave 2 seconds off a pie and probably get close to a 28 something, and then I can retire safely thinking that it won't be broken for a while. But plenty of people are gobbing off. A lot of me mates and some cobbers are saying, oh, I could beat that. And I'm thinking to myself, you have a go at that. I think you'll be in for a bit of a shock.
Righto. Phil Maney Pies Facebook. I'll have a look at that. All right, let's go to fishing. So you were saying just off the air, another big tuna off Wynyard.
Yes. No, not off Wynyard. He lives Wynyard Way. Sharif, he's got a beautiful big white Eden craft. He went out and he managed to get a fish that went 119 kilos, I think. But it just proves that they're still out there. I believe that fish was in the back of the Advocate there somewhere yesterday or the day before. And tragically, I was meant to be out there on that boat. He's a bloody good man, and it's good fun to fish with him. And he invited me out, and I've been out on his boat a couple of times. And but I had a bit of work come up, and I couldn't make it. So I wished him luck.
I just found yesterday's Advocate, and I'm looking at it now. Yes, that's a big fish.
It's a beauty, isn't it? Absolute beauty. And Sharif's a champion, and he had a chap on the boat that I don't think's done a lot of fishing. And I mean, I think now he's hooked. But he might have spoiled him. He's gone out off Bass Strait. If you can expect that every time he goes fishing, he's in for a shock. But it was a great fish, and they done a really, really good job in capturing that fish. And they've chopped him up, and they're having bluefin tuna, everyone in the family and all their friends. And she's good.
Tuna overload. Very good. All right, I might as well do the tide times for people who want to have a fish. So actually, we've got a high tide right now. So 3.1 metres now. And the next high is at 6:30 tonight, 3.3. Saturday's highs, 10 past 7 in the morning and 10 past 7 in the evening. And Sunday's highs, just before 8 o'clock in the morning and 10 to 8 in the evening. Sort of regular high tides of about 3.1 to 3.3 metres. Now, the winds, it's good at the moment, fairly calm, and seas, well, reasonably flat. They've been beautiful over the last couple of days. Gee, I tell you what, flat conditions for near on 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. There's been a fair bit of offshore with that southerly stuff, so that knocks down any sort of swell that we've got. But, by geez, that weekend I think we missed each other. There was that hell of a storm, and there was quite a sea blew up. That was a bit messy, but you'll notice that it was quickly subsided because the southerly wind just knocks that down.
Yeah, tide times, by the way, thanks to our good friends at Deegan Marine. And a bit of rain Saturday, in fact, fair bit tomorrow, 10 to 15 mils for most parts, and back to a few showers, 3 to 6 mils on Sunday. So I reckon if you want to have a fish, if you've got time, today's the day.
Yes, and I'd be trying for a few salmon on the points. There's still some salmon creeping about, and they're quite big. So if you've got yourself a, you know, an 8-foot rod, and you can throw a silver wobbler a fair way, it's not bad fun to, you know, get out and have a bit of a think about your life and throw some lures about.
Indeed. Trout season opening soon.
Very much so, August. And so it's a year when a lot of people get a bit excited, and it's a time when people get away with mates and families opening weekend at shacks or areas that they've gone for years and years and years, and it's good fun. I haven't you know, been a trout fisherman. Well, I trout fish, but I'm not really into it. But as a kid, we used to look forward to it. It was great. We'd get up to Swan Bay and we'd drag the dinghy down and drag flatfish. It used to be great. Read Commando comics in between bites. It was awesome.
Have you heard any flathead stories lately? We haven't talked flathead for ages.
Now, we probably won't talk flathead for a while because it's just winter and there's not many people braving the nasty weather and the cold for a feed of flathead. You know, these people going out for the tuna, they're geared up with big boats.
And, yeah.
And, you know, they've got cabs and big jackets and that, so that, it's not too bad. But when you're out there sitting on a slow drift and your bum's getting sore and cold, it's not a lot of fun out there at the minute. But when it starts to warm up, we'll start to hear of some flathead being caught. And fingers crossed the season comes on and we catch a few because they're very, very nice to eat.
Indeed. All right. So we've got to go because we've got the news coming up. So well done on the pie eating. Bad luck about not going out and catching that big tuna. And
I'm starting to think that I might be a Jonah. There's a thing in fishing called a Jonah that if you're on the boat, you have bad luck. I'm starting to think I'm a Jonah.
All right, plug your Facebook and all that there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing, and I've been filling in for dear old Moz because he's passed away on the Moz's Hot Bite, Friday Night Hot Bite.
All right, mate. Good stuff. Catch you next week.
All right, cheers. Thank you.